This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The coming weeks could be crucial for Herbalife, a fast-growing company. The nutrition supplement maker faces allegations its business model is basically a get-rich-quick pyramid scheme. Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
In just over three decades, Herbalife has gone from struggling startup to $5 billion in annual sales worldwide. So how has it rivaled some century-old mainstays? Activist investor Bill Ackman's answer during a three-hour attack on the company last month sent the stock into a tailspin.
Herbalife is a pyramid scheme.
Ackman asked how a company that does virtually no advertising can sell so much of its Formula One weight loss powder, which he says comes close to matching Oreos in sales and outranks such household names as Palmolive and Clorox.
If you think about the dominance of those brands, it's remarkable. The only $2 billion brand we say that nobody's ever heard of.
Ackman claims Herbalife makes its money from buyers at the top of what he calls a pyramid, recruiting distributors who buy products and recruit more distributors, all in hopes of big rewards. CEO Michael Johnson, who by some accounts was the highest paid executive in America last year, wasted no time responding on CNBC.
We're not a pyramid scheme. That's a bogus accusation.
Herbalife, smartly, is fighting back full force.
Jason Raznick is an analyst for the investor website Benzinga. He says the stock recovered some ground in recent days, but the real test will come January 10th. The company has promised answers at a conference for financial analysts, and he wouldn't be surprised to see the company sue.
Obviously, Herbalife makes money and has a lot of money to spend money on lawyers and protect itself and defend its model as well.
Raznick points out that Ackman's position in Herbalife shares could make a profit if the company tanks. The investment guru conceded that during his presentation.
Herbalife stock goes down, we make money. Herbalife stock goes up, we lose money.
Stephen Barrett claims losing money is something many of Herbalife's distributors are all too familiar with. He tracks so-called multi-level marketing firms on his website, MLM Watch.
The sad fact is that people who buy into this kind of opportunity have a very, very, very slim chance of making any significant income, and most will lose money.
Ackman's online presentation includes a video clip of Herbalife's late founder, Mark Hughes, telling an early gathering of distributors they could get rich and delivering this mantra, "Fake it until you make it." I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.